Okay.
How does it start?
Name a tanoi. The last two is one. The moral has a shayla. Let us now suggest to them that there's a machlokes tanoim if. What's machlokes tanoim if? If trumas hadeshin is an avoida. Is trumas hadeshin, the removing of the deshin, called an avoida now? Name a tanoi. It says in the past, let's see. We'll see. Name a tanoi. Is it an avoida? Here we go. It says in the Brice, al besaroi matam lema yilbash. It says in the past that the kohanim shall wear clothing. Al bisara yilbash. Why is it necessary for the Torah to write the word yilbash? All the Torah needs to write
no,
the word.
No, he's referring to the pants.
Fine, the pants. Why does it need to say?
Here.
Okay, correct, correct. Al bisara. My tamalemar yilbash. Al bisara. He will wear this clothing. Will be Rashi yilbash al bisara. Mashma shalevish beoidoy orum she'ein olav. Ella Bisaroi. I'm reading the Rashi now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yilbash, go back to the previous Rashi. Midai, no, that's go before
you
the no, go to the second wide line, the second wide line of Rashi. Al Bisaroi Matamoloimar. Gabi Haroma Sadeshin Ksif.
I'm sorry, I don't have it.
Two lines down, the second wide line of the Rashi. Rashi, in the very wide lines, the second wide line, the very, very bottom of Rashi.
Yeah,
Matamoloimar. Al Gabi
Haroma. Why are you going there? Okay.
That's the Rashi that we just quoted the Gemara from. It says by Trumas Hadeshen, V'lovash HaKoyin Midoy Bad, Michnesei Bad, Yilbash Al Bisaroi. Why does it say Al Bisaroi? If he's wearing clothing, of course, Al Bisaroi. Where else? Pavel V'michnesei Bad, Al Bisaroi. U'mahader Nami Aloy Ve'al.
No, it says U'michnesei Bad,
Al Bisaroi. So the kasha,
the word yilbash is extra.
Word yilbash, correct. I'm sorry, the word yilbash. Mahadilin and Mahavinami Avilova Ashtoresha Dikra. My Tamalemar Shuv Yilbash Bimichnasayim.
Why does it say
the word twice? Why did it say the word twice? It only needs to say it once. It's possible. Read the entire passage inside of Gemara.
Yeah.
The word Vilovash.
Yeah.
Once it says the word Vilovash in the beginning of the passage, it's no longer necessary to say Yilbash al Bisaroi. The rabbis, Oy Levisha Kyotzebo, the teacher, there's another Levisha. He's going to wear another Levisha. L'rabbis, Od Levisha Kyotzebo. There's another donning of the clothing. In other words, he's only going to wear two of the four garments when he does the Truma Sadesh. He's not going to be wearing all four garments. When a Kohen does Avodah,
which two?
He's not going to be wearing the hat. Let's see the Gemara and the Avnet. Let's see. It says in the passage. Let's see the Gemara. Okay. It says Al Bisaroi. Period. Frek the Gemara. My Tamalama Yilbosh. Enfer the Ed Lahavi Mitznefetz VeAvnet LeHaroma. The word Yilbash coming to be Marbe that he must wear the Mitznefetz, the hat, and the Avnet. Now, by the way, the word Mitznefetz.
That means he's wearing three things: the pants, the hat, and the garment.
And he's wearing and the shirt.
Where does it say the shirt?
It says that's the pasuk. The pasuk says.
No, that's Lovash, the pants.
No. Look at the pasuk. The Messiah of the Gemara.
Oh, I'm sorry. Michnesi, the
Lovash
and
Midoivad. Midoivad is the shirt. Midoivad is the shirt. Umichnesevad is the pants.
I'm sorry.
So he wears four. So the more here is as follows. What is going to be my book of Rashi? Therefore, it's called the Rabbis Oid Levisha Kids. Above Marbe Shnei Begodim Hasedim Kan Mikuhunas Hedit. In other words, the coin is going to wear over here, the coin Godel. The coin Godel is going to wear how many garments? Four garments. And why? Ordinarily, how many garments does the coin Hedit wear when he does? No. That's exactly the Drasha. We're discussing over here, making the drasha, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, when he does the Avodah of Trumas.
Are we talking about Yom Kippur? We're talking about a regular day.
We're making a drasha. That's exactly, you're asking a good question. That's exactly what the Gemara is coming to, making a drasha. The drasha over here is, since it says the word Yilbash is an extra word Yilbash, it's coming to teach us that there's one day a year, special drasha, there's one day a year when the Kohen Gadol is going to wear four garments.
But from Sadeshan.
Right. Ordinarily, how many garments does a Kohen wear when he does Trumas Sadeshan? Two. He only wears the pants and the shirt. He does not wear the garitol. He does not wear the hat. Now it's Yom HaKippurim. Who is doing the Avodah? The Kohen Gadol. How many garments does the Kohen Gadol normally wear? Eight. But now the Kohen Gadol is only going to be wearing half. He's going to be wearing four, which are two more than the Kohen. In other words, you wear half of your garments. A Kohen Hedyot, when he does the Trumas Hadeshan, he wears two garments, because ordinarily he wears four. When the Kohen Gadol does Trumas Hadeshan, he also wears half of the garments, which is going to be a total of four, not eight. Okay? That's the drasha. Here, Shlomi, it's a drasha. Look at the Rashi. L'rabbis oid levisha kayotzebo marbet shnei begodim hachasedim kan mikuhunas hegyot.
Which normally he only wears two.
Right, a koi
he wears
hegyot
the
only.
And the
no, it's not. It's talking about the whole year round. It's talking about Shumas Adesha. We're making a drasha. The drasha.
The whole year round.
We're making a drasha that ordinarily, we're making a drasha that when the Kohen Gadol does Shumas Adeshen,
when?
He should, on Yom Kippur.
Because yeah.
The Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur does
all. So this pasuk is referring to Yom Kippur?
No, it's not. The pasuk is referring to the whole year round, but with an extra
oh,
word to make a drasha.
On Yom Kippur,
on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol should wear more garments.
I got it.
How many more garments? Two garments.
Yeah.
Ordinarily, a Kohen wears two garments. So you may be misled to believe that when the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah
right.
Bathroom, he also wears two garments.
Kamashman,
Yilbash, it's a drasha, he should wear two more. He should be wearing half of what he would ordinarily be wearing, just like the Kohen Gadol is wearing half of what he ordinarily would be wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the Gemara. Morvia says, Neme Ketanoi, let's make a machlokes. Again, the question here is Shumas Adeshen, is it called an Avodah? Is it called an Avodah or is it not called an Avodah? It says, Al Besaroi. So affect the Gemara, my time will Yilbash. And for the Gemara, Lehavi Mitznefes, the Mitznefes is the hat of the Kohen Gadol. The Migbaos is the hat
right.
of the Kohen Hegit.
Right.
And the Avnet, Leharama, for whom? For the Kohen Gadol. It's a drasha for the Kohen Gadol. Hatrumas Adeshen.
It's a lesson of separating.
Hermes Adeshen, to lift up. It means to lift up. It's Truma. You lift up the Deshen. Deve Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Doisa, Oymer, Lerabbis, Big Day Kohen Gadol, Bimakipurim, no. Shekes Shadim to teach you that the big day coin god will be a makipurim. Shekes Shadin Lukoin Hegit is Kosh Lukoin Hegit. Even no, the other way around. That the clothing of the coin god that he wears on Yom Kippurim, that he wears the four garments. On Yom Kippurim, the coin god wears four garments. A coin god wears eight garments. Or, but among the eight garments is a pair of pants, and he has a tunic, a shirt, and he has an avnet, and he has a hat. Let's say it's during the year, it's Hanukkah today. And there's a shortage of clothing available for the Kohen Hegit. And the only pair of pants he can find was the pair of pants that the Kohen Gadol wore when he went in Lefnai v'Lefnim on Yom Kippurim. Is the Kohen Hegit allowed to wear the Nechnasayim that was once worn by the Kohen Gadol? Or maybe we apply the drasha v'hini chom sham, a special drasha, that the clothing the Kohen Gadol wore, this is the big whole debate, this is machlokes, the clothing that the Kohen Gadol used on Yom Kippurim can never be used again by anyone. The clothing are sacred. The clothing that was worn on Yom Kippurim, they put in Geniza.
Wait, but he could wear the next, the following
year. No, he cannot wear. That's the debate. Even he may not, because the next year is a new year. It's a new year.
Yeah.
And the clothing represent the times. Just like in every generation, you wear different color clothing. All the Yeshiva Bachim today, they wear black and white. But go back 100 years ago, if you wear a white shirt, it means you're a maskil. You know that? Go back 100 years ago, if you're in a white shirt, it's a statement, I am a maskil. A Yeshiva Bachim wore a striped shirt. That was the way it was. That's the way it was. Every generation, they Lubavitch used to wear gray suits. They have all the pictures by the Lubavitch Rebbe. The Rebbe came in 19...
And the Yeshivishas certainly used to wear gray hats. You see,
right. That was the color. You wouldn't dare wear a dark suit. The Lubavitch, it was... All the boys, the Hasid, they were... When they came to the Rebbe, they wore gray suits. It's a nice achre. Today, the times have changed. Now they wear small brims. A couple of years ago, it was big brims. They used to wear small ties, big ties. Clothing represent the time. The clothing of the Kohen Gadol every year has to be different, according to one opinion. Along comes this drasha, and he says, no, the pasuk of Yilbash is coming to teach you there's no such thing. It's a rejection of that drasha, that a Kohen Hegit is allowed, an ordinary Kohen Hegit.
Allowed to wear the Kohen Gadol's.
Yes, even the Kohen Gadol's clothing he's allowed to go wear when he does Shumas Adeshen. Or any double.
Meaning even the shirt, even
yes,
the shirt or the pants.
Not he's not going to wear the choshen.
Right.
He's not going to wear the ephod, the meil.
Or the avnet.
He's not going to wear the shaila. It's shanis or not shanis. It's a whole shaila. His whole shaila is the avnet of the Kohen Gadol, equivalent to the avnet of the Kohen Hegit. It's machlokes in the Gemara. One of them says they had. One of them says they were different. One says they were the same. Say in
the Chanami. What's the problem? The avnet was made from
shadnes. The shaila was the shaila is what was the avnet of the Kohen Gadol was the same avnet as the Kohen Hegit. I don't remember which one it was. Rabbi Doyis Oymer, the rabbis, the Kohen Gadol, the Yom Kippurim, Shukashem, the Kohen Hegit. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi Blitz, I mer lohavi arba begod, arba big the lavan, shashimish rem kan kan god, we have a kipurm shashim look and hang it to Kolshana, the asya yilbash, yilbash, my hasm exershava, the loy tema. See, I told you he's coming to reject the competitor. There is a competing drosha. The competing drosha says, Vihi nicham sham. Okay, you know this drasha, Vihi nicham sham means
Yichol. Where's that pasuk, Nicham sham?
That's on the Avroida of Yom HaKippurim. It's on Parashas Acharemos.
Says Vihi nicham sham?
Vihi nicham sham.
According to one opinion, Nicham sham means
that the Kohen Gadol, when he finishes the Avroida,
leave it there.
His clothing must be put in Geniza.
And it's never used again.
Never used again, ever again. And that this man Amar, he disagrees.
Rejects that, yeah.
Rejects that.
How? And how would he interpret?
Oh, one thing at a time. Nechanami gukasha. Vinicham sham ksibuhu amuloy mal shum gniza. The seal that Rabbi Doisa vinicham sham. Your question. You see, you mechavin to Rashi. The loy yishtam shaloy yishtamish bohen liyam akipum acher. All it means is don't use it on another Yom Kippur, but it does not mean gniza.
But you know, when can you use it?
Any day of the year, except for Yom Kippur.
Oh, I see.
Vinicham sham just excludes Yom Kippurim. Right. All Mars, so therefore, what are we coming over here to suggest now? According to Rabbi Doisa, how many clothing did the Kohen had you wear when he did the Avodah?
Two.
Four.
Four.
Because since he doesn't make the drasha, he says the word Yilbash is coming to teach you that you're allowed to wear the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. Meaning, what is the starting point? The starting point is the Kohen Hedid wears all four garments. When you do Chumas Adeshin, how many garments are you wearing?
So you're saying, is it Machloikis? How many clothes?
Machloikis, Tanoim, how Machloikis to the Kohen Hedid wear when he did the Avodah?
Did he wear two or four? Four.
If you wear four, that means it's an Avodah. Because anything that is an Avodah demands four garments. If you learn like the first man, number two,
right.
It's not an Avodah.
Right.
Amar Rebbe. Along comes Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Shtei Teshuvos V'Davar. I have two different questions. Number one is Chod Av Meitid. So think of it, how can you make a drasha? He's just challenging Rabbi Doisa. How can you tell me that the Kohen Hedyot is allowed to go with the four garments of the Kohen Gadol, your kasha, but it's not the same Av Meit? The avnet of the Kohen Gadol is nishta zelbazach.
Yeah.
So how can the pasuk of Yilbash come to the Marvi? You can wear the clothing, but it's not what the Torah says.
Clothing of the Kohen
Gadol, the four of the eighth.
Actually, using his clothing.
Yes, yeah. But that didn't come to the Marvi. The avnet, but you're not allowed to wear that avnet. Explain. The Gemara explains. Chodi avnet the shol Kohen Gadol loy zehu avnet shol Kohen Hedyot. This is the Baravusta Gemara.
It's not the same
Gemara. This Gemara is the famous Gemara.
I mean, it wasn't made from shatnas for a Kohen Hedyot.
The Gemara explains. Look at the Hilgad Rashi. Zokteil Gerashi, Adnan Kohen Gadol will be a Makipurim Shukushal Butz. Now, this on Yom Makipurim only. Okay, this whole big Shiloh, the Adnan Kohen Gadol on Yom Makipurim. It was linen only. Veloy Zeo Avnedashal Kohen Hedil Yoylam, if he's Shaena Mishamish Ella Bishal Kilayim. The Avnate of the Kohen Hedil
Shatnes,
wool and linen together. Whereas the Avnan the Kohen Gadol only on Yom Makipurim was made from linen only. What about when the Kohen Gadol wore the big day Shemoyna? Did he wear a different avnet? It's mashma he did. It's a whole shayla. He wore then kshatnes. When the Kohen Gadol went lefnai v'lefnim, what did he wear? He put on only four garments, right? When the Kohen Gadol went lefnim,
when did they have to wear? Right.
So when the Kohen Gadol went lefnai v'lefnim, that's tzvei dinin. This you have to go test.
Somebody. Oh, because some of them got them on made from gold, like the tzitz.
Right. They don't wear. So if you only wore four garments,
it's
perish apostate.
Okay.
So this you have to go test. I want you tonight. You go to Mount Food. I want you to go test everyone in the store and ask them. When the Kohen Gadol he went lefnai v'lefnim, he only wore four garments.
Right.
He wore the avnet. The avnet was made from linen only.
Right.
Does that mean that when the Kohen Gadol
his garment that he always wore, whenever he wore for him, he always had the same avnet that was made from books?
My question. That's a dilemma in the Rishonim probably. When the Kohen Gadol wore the avnet when he wore the eight garments,
okay, yeah.
Then was that avnet equivalent to the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot that was shatnez? Or no, once he wore a linen only avnet when he went lefnai v'lefnim, so even when he did not go lefnai v'lefnim and he was wearing the big day shemayna, he also wore only an avnet made of linen. This is a shayla, but the Gemara here seems to say that he wore with shatnes. It was shatnes. It was only when he went lefnai v'lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the avnet was a different avnet drasha. Clothing is a very complicated thing. It's not so partial to clothing. Look at the Hasidim. They have Gartel, they have Bekashar, they have all these different, the whole get up. Look at our little. We lost out. The
so
little
when
socks,
it says Rebbe's after,
we lost out. We wear the boring clothing. We don't have.
What kind of lashon is this? Omer Rebbe, shtei tshuvas b'dov.
I have two kash and Rebbe Doisa. Rebbe Doisa has a drasha. Yes. Shaitans, I have two difficulties. There are two challenges. Yeah. I'm going to propose two challenges.
That
to
the coin God wasn't it wasn't made from the same as the coin had.
Number one, you tell me it says you're telling me drasha Yilbash. The word Yilbash is coming to be Marbe what? What's Yilbash? What is everybody saying? Yilbash is coming to be Marbe.
Let's say if it got lost, he could borrow the coin gadol's for
like a lost stam. You can use the clothing of the coin gadol.
Right.
Number one is that's impossible. Because included in that statement is you're permitting the Kohen Hedyot to wear the avnate of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. But that's an impossibility. Because the avnate of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim was made from linen, and the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot, when he did his Avodah, was made from Shanes. So it's not even Shaykh to do such a thing. That's number one. So it's stay to Shuva Yisbadov.
You mean he was never,
he's not
able
allowed to
wear
Is it possible that clothing that were used for an exalted level of Kedusha are going to be used by a lower level? This Avnet went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We can't go use that to go do a Stam Avoida. Malin Makodesh, Bilay Moridin. Question mark. Oh, so what is the word Yilbash? The Gemara is right. Ella. Whatever the Gemara says, Ella means Devadim Shamarti Tohos. Yes. Devadim Shamarti Tohos Hain Biyad. Whatever the Gemara says, Ella. Ella means I retract. Chazorboch, go back. We take it back. Rabbis es hashachokim. It means you can worn out clothing. It means you can wear it. Worn out clothing. When you do Chumas Hadesh and you don't wear your Sunday best. You know what that means? It's not a nice term what I just said. So that's what I shouldn't have said that. You don't wear your best clothing.
It's referring to the tefillah.
You wear, it's an expression in America. Like Big Day Shabbos, we call it Big Day Shabbos.
When they go to a
right. Wedding, they put on their Sunday best. It means their Big Day Shabbos. So it means over here
and also
is.
Also, when they go to funerals.
Today, they don't have garnish them, holding by them.
You need the rabbis?
Over here, the rabbis is hashachokim. Hashachokim means worn out garments. And this means, what do you mean by worn out garments? It means that you bedavka should wear when you do Chumas Hadesh not your best clothing.
But not torn. Right,
not torn. But Shakshem la look Rashi, Shakshem Lukhalavaidu Vulbach Lo Yu Mikuraim, Yachikam Bizwachim Vozra Bdos Tamei Blo Shay Khokalema Dohakulo Milsa the Agav Gro Nasva.
What does that mean that way?
This is going Lishitasai. This okay, I don't know what that means. Let's go Vaifa, we'll see what it means. The rabbi says Ashkakim, Vihinicham Sham. When it says when Vihinicham Sham, what in the
thing? So how do we answer that? So what's the drash now?
The word Yilbash is coming to teach you that you should wear, or it's coming to teach you that you're permitted to wear clothing.
It's nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol now.
Right.
Yeah, retract.
So, but what's the main point? The main point is we need the word Yilbash for a different drasha.
This drasha. And can even with worn clothing.
Right, and the male, once we need it for this sort of purpose, so never live.
You could even wear, or you have dafka wear.
So it's both. It goes both. The Gemara says once we learn, it goes to the two-edged sword. Once the pasuk is being marbed at bid the event, when you do any avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, if you wear worn out clothing, you yaitse. Then we go. The next step is that other avoid.
Not only trumas the dashin, all avoid.
All avoid the bid the event.
With
coming to be marbed.
Yeah.
Now once we have a gili das, a gili milsa. And if you use worn out clothing, it's kosher to the event,
yeah.
And all of the avoiders, Mimele, we're now going to go a step weiter that when you do the Chumas Hadesh, you should be dafka use the worn out clothing, not the best clothing, because it's not Derech Eretz. The Gemara says elsewhere. It's not the clothing that you use to be Moise, Kois L'Rabba, is not the clothing you wear to be the waiter. The Gemara says, because once already we know that there are different levels of clothing are acceptable, it's a double posture.
So you see from here,
you don't wear this.
The term is that it's not an avodah.
No, that's not, no. The point of it is that, no. According to Rabbi Doisa, it comes out that we no longer have a posture available to teach us that the Kohen Gadol wears four yilbash, is coming to teach you he should wear on Yom Kippur four garments. Because even the Kohen Hedyot needs to wear four garments when he does the Trumas Adeshen. Because the Trumas Adeshen is an Avoida.
Right.
The only time you can say that Trumas Adeshen is not an Avoida is if you're going to tell me that you need the word Yilbash to teach me that on Yom HaKippur the Kohen Gadol needs to add two more garments. Which implies that the whole year round the Kohen he only wore two garments.
Yeah.
And that means if you're wearing two garments, it's not an Avoida.
Right.
So that's the point. We want to make a machlokes tanoim.
Right. Rav Dosis says, Rav Dosis says,
it has to be, since we need the word Yilbash to teach me a different drasha, Shechakim, right. It must be that it's a davar pasha that the Kohen Hedyot the whole year round wears four garments. So certainly the Kohen Gadol is going
to
wear four garments.
And Yilbash comes to tell us that...
A different drasha, a whole different drasha that teaches Shechakim.
Yeah.
The drasha is needed for something entirely different. Menela turns out that we have a right to assume that Trumas Adeshen is an avoida, you always need four garments.
Yeah, right.
So, when it says word V'nicham Sham, according to the Tanakhama, the Gemara is according to the Tanakhama, it's coming to be married. The Gemara is just telling you the drashas. It needs Geniza, Rabbi Doi. So I may know, it's Roy Lekoin Hedit. My time alone of Yenicham Sham, Shlo Yishtame, Shbohem, Yoimaki Purim Acher. My love. So when the Gemara brings down this whole sugi over here, the Rabbi
could borrow those, but for Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol cannot wear this. You can wear.
Let's review the steps. The Gemara says, El my time alone of Yilbosh, Le Rabbi's Esashchokim, period. Now look at Lewis Yerashim. Rabbi's Esashchokim. Take this and delete this from the text. Rashi says the next couple of lines delete from the text. Why is it here? This is not our main sugya. The Gemara has revised.
Which words?
The next words. The Gemara is reviewing. It says in the pasuk, it's the Gemara just elaborated. V'hinicham sham, you shall put the garments. To, what is this pasuk? V'hinicham sham, alam yishtum geniza. That's according to Tanakh. Rabbi Doi Samei, v'hinicham sham, koyin hegit. The Gemara obviously shlugged this up. The Gemara shlugged this up in this last line. U'matam alam v'hinicham sham shlo yishlamish bohem. Bohem b'yomaki purim acher. He disagreed. Rabbi Doi says the word koyin hegit, and when it says word v'hinicham sham, it means just don't use it on yomaki purim. Now the Gemara shlugged this up though. The Gemara Lamaskan said when it says the pasuk Yilbash, when it said the word Yilbash, it's not coming to be marbe. It's not coming to be marbe that you can wear it.
What you mean the Kohen Gadol?
The Kohen Hedyot you can't wear because the word Yilbash is not teaching you that for two reasons. Number one, Malin Bakodesh V'loy Moridim. That was number one. You can't go and degrade it. The Gemara asked that kasha. What was the other kasha the Gemara answered? What about the it's not the same avnate. So when the Gemara now mentions Rabbi Doi Soimer Ru'in Hein L'Koyin Hedyot, that's not true. The Gemara shlugged this up.
Right.
Why then is the Gemara saying what we just shlugged up? Agav Gerara. Once we already began the sugya, so we repeated certain lines of the sugya. We repeated, but the Gemara is the maskana. We just shlugged up a few moments ago. It cannot possibly be, according to Rabbi Dois, that you're permitted to wear the Kohen Hedyot, is allowed to wear the clothing of the Kohen Gadol that he wore in Yom HaKippur, because number one, it's not the same Avnet, and number two, clothing that was used for an Avoida Chamura cannot be used for an Avoida Kala. So why then the Gemara say these words again? And Rabbi Dois said, no, Ru'inei L'Kohen Hedyot. That's not true. They're not Ru'inei L'Kohen Hedyot. Matam lo v'nichem sham, shlo yishtame shom yomakipim acher. He shlugged it up. The Gemara's the maskan is according to Rabbi Doisa, v'nichem sham taka means it's putting geniza for good, eternally. And when it says the pasuk yilbash, it's coming to teach you that you're allowed to use shechakim. But the point, so why didn't the Gemara bring this whole thing down?
No, according to
Rabbi Doisa. According to Rabbi Doisa, the Gemara, so Rashi explains the answer to the question. V'yaz Rabbi Doisa l'tameh lo shayichach l'meimah. It's impossible to explain these words to the Gemara because the Gemara, one moment ago, shlugged this up. It shlugged this up by telling me you can't go use an avoid the chashuva, chamura, cannot go down the madrega to an avoid the kala. And Satan's, because it's not the same avnate.
So
Rashi concludes the kula milsa agav gurara nasva. The only reason why we're mentioning this line again is because once we started the sugya, so we just review.
It's which sugya that
these
that.
Two lines that we just read. Now let's go back to we just these two lines. It's a repeat of what we just said before. We just go in circles. Yeah. The Gemara is saying, once we mentioned the sugya, so we mentioned the Maimon Chazal, but we already shlugged it up. Now we return back to our sugya. We are returning home. Welcome home to the Daf Yomi. Welcome Shlomi Rabinowitz. Welcome Rabbi Shol Lehman. Welcome Rabbi Shol Zev.
So we're also high level.
Now we have Machloikis. We have Machloikis between Rabbi Doisa and the Rabbanon. And the Machloikis is, how many garments did the Kohen Hediot wear the whole year when he did the Trumas Hadeshen? According to the Rabbanon, he wore two garments. And Yilbash upgrades the Kohen Gadol and the Machloikis from 2 to 4. But that means the entire year the Kohen Hediot only wore two garments. Whereas according to Rabbi Doisa, the whole year the Kohen Hediot wore 4 garments. And the word Yilbash is there for a different drasha. So what's the machlokes?
That even worn, that's kshayin and kolam.
Different kasha, but the main point that we need for our gemara is that the whole year round the kohen he only wore 4 garments.
Correct.
So what's the machlokes? The gemara says, so my love, b'hokom b'fugi b'mar sabar avoidehi, and that's why you need 4 garments. Rabbi Doisa, it's an avoida. Umar sabar, the Tanakhama holds love avoidehi. That's why you only need 2 garments. Rashi, look at the hill of Rashi. My love, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Doisa, B'chol Pligid, Rabbi Yehuda, B'gorish Yilbash, B'chol B'mitz Nefes, V'avneit, Sovar, Avoidihi. That's coming to be Marbi, you're going to do that, the Kohen Gadol, Ayom HaKippurim, when he does the Tumas Hadeshen, he should put on 2 more garments. So here Rashi says something very different than I thought.
Interesting, because Rashi doesn't pronounce Kohen Gadol.
It says mitznefes. Mitznefes means. I made a mistake. This is unbelievable because this is in the classic example of das balabayis hepech midas Torah. I told you the whole pshat is that I told you that the whole year round it's not called an avoida. It's not called. How do you know it's not called an avoida? Because the kohen he only wears 2 garments.
Right.
Rashi is fakert. Rashi says the fact that the kohen gadol on Yom HaKippurim, he needs to put on 2 extra garments to upgrade it, shows that it is an avoida. Oh, yes. How then can the Kohen Hedi the whole year and only need 2 garments? Right. I don't know. Let's see Rashi carefully inside. Rabbi Yehuda, Darush, Shilbash, Lavi, Mitzav, Zav, Zav, Avoidi, Avoidi! Memeilo, if it's an avoida, boy, Mitznefes, V'Avneit. Rabbi Doisa, Sovar, Lav, Avoidi, Hivoli, boy, Mitznefes, V'Avneit. I don't understand, but what about the Kohen Hedi the whole year round? So let's see, it's Dalit, on the side of the Gemara. Where's the Dalit? Uboy mitznevis v'yavneit. Less alpi.
Where's the
Dalit on the left side? Alpi perish yashim barasha v'chayim chesiyan. Okay, that's nice. Not changing shan the Gemara. Okay, well, I have a kasha which I don't have an answer to. And what about the whole year round? Shlomi, hear my kasha. The Gemara is when you arrive from Makipurim when the Kohen Gadol needs to wear 4 garments. But what about the whole year round? The whole year round the Kohen is only wearing 2 garments. Who asked this kasha? I'm willing to bet, Shlomi, you want to put down money on the table? And the Mefarish over here on the side of the Mesid, they're going to ask this question, give a good answer.
According to Rav Doisa, the Kohen Gadol does not have to wear those 2 additional garments.
The whole year round. Only.
The
Yom HaKippurim, on Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol has to wear 2 more garments.
According to Rav Yehuda.
According to Rav Yehuda. Yeah, right. Correct.
Rav
Doisa says? Rav Doisa says that he doesn't need to. He does the status quo. Right. So Mars over here is a lava. He be ainim shulam zavar baba god.
So in other words, they're how do you call it? They're focusing on the Kohen Gadol now, not on the Kohen Hadiyah.
Right, exactly. So my question to you then is, what about the Kohen Hadiyah the whole year round? Mars over here is a dash of lava. He be ainim shulam zavar baba god. Mushum gacham yusul yilbash lomad shulam gamer. Now Oy Zion over here. Let's see Mashma. Okay, mashma she'im. I'm reading over here from the footnotes of the Masifta. Shem chumas adesh machayis avoida after Rabbi Doisa hayu tzrichim lilmoid lebigdei kuhuna. V'higsha agoin Rabbi Akiva Eger imkei ladas Rabbi madu olam meposik rabbis shachakim v'loy lamdu rabbis begadim v'harehu savur shazu avoida v'nitzorch lema ladas Rabbi shemisvar yadin shetzorch begadim af ladas amakshon. Kate v'chiach Rabbi Doisa shesover I don't know v'tzorchin gadol. The Tzorich in Gadol. Okay, I'm not sure is this in the same cash, but it appears there's a problem over here.
So we learned the Gemara a little differently then.
That's right, I made a mistake. There's only one shot in the Gemara. That goes without saying. Rashi here says, my love. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Doisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Dorish, Yilbosh, Lochavi, Mitznefes, Rabbi Avnet, Sova, Avoidi. Rashi again. Yes. Uboy, Mitznefes, Vyavnet.
Yes.
I'm a male of the Kohen Gadol, he needs there 2 more garments. Rabbi Doisa, Sova, Lava, Avoidi, Voloy, Boy, Mitznefes, Vyavnet. What's going on over here? But you don't need a mitzvah in the Yavni, but that's so it's mashmah. The only shiloh is by the Kohen Gadol. Does the Kohen Gadol need to be wearing four garments, or does the Kohen Gadol sufficiently wear two?
Correct.
So that's mashmah. How could there be a mandama then that says that it's called an avoida? That's called an avoida, but the whole year round, the Kohen Hayd is only wearing two garments.
Correct.
So I want to give you an answer. Shlomo, I have an answer. Here's the chiddush. You're not going
to
hear this by
so one second. So according to everybody,
yeah,
all year round, the Kohen Hayd is only two.
That's what's mashmah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So
right.
I want to give you an answer. Are you listening? Are you listening over here, Shlomo Rabinowitz? Shlomo, you know your answer. I'm telling you, you're not going to hear this answer by Shlomo. This is unique to the Spinker. Okay, this is a unique answer, and that is everyone agrees that the Kohen Hayd were four begadim. Everyone agrees.
That what?
The Kohen Hayd
does not.
Does four
begadim.
Hear me out. For Truma Zedeshen, the Shail is Azoy. On Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah. The Kohen Gadol, we are special garments set aside for Truma Zedeshen. Why? Shvacha begadim. They have shvacha begadim. They put down on the side shvach. What are the shvacha begadim? Worn out clothing. Set aside. The garments they put aside for Tumas Hadeshin the whole year round are what? There's lichnasayim, and there's the kesoines, and there's a migbaos, not a mitznefes. A migbaos, the hat of a kohen hedyot.
And that's the same pasuk that.
It's an avoida when they one of shach when they did hear me out. Even if it's not an avoida, even if you're gonna tell me, hear me out, if you're gonna tell me that doing the Trumas Hadeshen is not an avoida, make believe it's not an avoida. According to you, it's not an avoida. Does the Kohen Gadol wear jeans to do the Trumas Hadeshen? What, he comes in his pajamas? What does he wear? He wears a three-piece suit, he wears a tuxedo, what does he wear? He wears the Bnei Kahuna. Oh, but it's not an avoida. So it's not an avoida. Just because it's not an avoida, you have to still wear clothing. What is the uniform of a Kohen Hagit? Four garments.
Right.
Oh, it's not an avoida. I mean, Moel B'Kodesh, that's an old shayla. You're not Moel B'Kodesh. When you're walking around the Beis HaMikdash on duty, even if you're not mamish doing an avoida, you're entitled to wear your clothing. Right? So the Kohen Hagit, Lu Yitzuya, it's not an avoida. What is he wearing, Shlomi? He's wearing four garments, whether you like it or not. Because on the eight, who provides those clothing? They have there in storage the Trumas Hadeshin clothing. The Gemara says it's not the same quality. If you're going and you're taking out ash, you're not going
to
go and wear the most expensive clothing.
That's where you learn to, okay.
Now, here's the chiddush I want to tell you. And now comes Yom Kippurim. Oh, who's doing the Trumas Hadeshin today?
Kohen Gadol.
Okay, Kohen Gadol. When you do the Trumas Hadeshin, you don't wear your best clothing. We have here set aside in the Trumas Hadeshin room, ready in the changing room for Trumas Hadeshin, the Trumas Hadeshin clothing. It's Big Day Kahuna, but it's Shvach HaMaisis. It's not Hugo Boss. It's you know, the Yeshivisha brand. Okay? But wait, so, okay, give it to me. I'll go put it on to go do it. No, you're a Kohen Gadol. And if you're a Kohen Gadol, this Avnet is not good for you. Because your Avnet is linen, not Kelayim. You can wear this hat. You're a Kohen Gadol. You need to wear a Mitznefes, not a Migbois. So I'm telling you now is that the Kohen Gadol, when he did Trumas Hadeshin, he wore Big Day Shemoina. When the Kohen Gadol did Trumas Hadeshin, he wore Big Day Shemoina, but don't you, when you wear your Big Day Shemoina, make sure you're wearing a mitznefes and not a mikbos, and make sure you're wearing an avnet that has no shanes, because since it's an avoida, if it's an avoida, you have to be wearing the real clothing, not just stam clothing. The Kohen Hedyot, even though if you learn that it's not an avoida, let me explain. If you learn that it's not an avoida, so the Kohen Hedyot, he still has to wear clothing, he's not going to do it naked. He's going to wear clothing. How many clothing is he going to wear? Four clothing. Four garments. When the Kohen Gadol does the avoid, he also has to wear clothing. But he wears Big Day Shemoina. Or maybe not. Maybe he wears four garments. I don't know. Let's say he wears all eight. Because that's his uniform. But here's the difference. If it's an avoida, you just can't wear any four garments. You have to wear the garments that are miyuchet for you. That's the Kohen Gadol. What's the chilik between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot? What makes him miyuchet? He doesn't wear a mikvoyes. He wears a mitznefes.
He never wears a mikvoyes, the Kohen Gadol.
Right, exactly. But if you're going to tell me that Shumas Adeshin is not an avoida, then we're going to allow the Kohen Gadol to wear big day shmoyne, eight garments. But of the eight garments, the head covering is going to be a mitbois, not a mitznefes. We'll allow it. And the avnet will be the avnet of shatnes, like the Kohen Hedyot. But if you learn that it's an avoida, no, then you have to wear the clothing that's miyuchet for you. So if you learn that it's not, the Kohen Gadol is going to wear his uniform no matter what. But it doesn't have to be precise. He just has to wear, you know, a uniform. But if it's an avoida, then it has to be precise. So if you learn that it's not an avoida, then the Kohen Hedyot, no, he wears four garments. And the Kohen Gadol, he wears eight garments. But it doesn't have to be with precision. He can wear a mikbois, and he can wear an avnet with no kalayim, with avnet with shanes, because he's wearing the regular garments. But if you learn that it's an avoida, yilbosh, so although the mikbois and the avnet of shanes was good for the Kohen Hedyot, because that's the uniform of a Kohen Hedyot, as they're doing an avoida, when the Kohen Hedyot does an avoida, he has to wear his uniform, which is a mikbois and an avnet. That's shatnes. When the Kohen Gadol does the avoida Trumas Adeshen, if Trumas Adeshen is an avoida, you have to wear your proper uniform. You have to wear a mitznefes, and you have to wear an avnet that has no shatnes. So now go back and read the Rashi. Rashi says, here's the Gemara's Raya. My love, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Doisa, Bahapaligi. Rabbi Yehuda, the Dorish, Yilbosh, Lohavi. What's it coming to be, Marbe? That when the Kohen Gadol does the Trumas Adeshen and Yom HaKippurim, make sure you don't just stand put on eight garments, a mikbos, Lohavi mitznefes. Because what is unique about the Kohen Gadol's clothing that's different than the Kohen Hedyot's clothing? That it's a mitznefes and it's not a mikbois. The avnet, his avnet is linen and not shatnes. Ksovar, because now the Kohen Hedyot wore four garments and the Kohen Gadol is going to wear eight garments. But the word yilbosh is a hakpada, that the eight garments the Kohen Gadol wears are his unique garments. You shouldn't borrow from the Kohen Hedyot and wear a mikbois and an avnet of shatnes. Rabbi Doisa, who says Sovar, lava voidihi, the loy boy mitznefes the avnate, but he still needs to wear a mikbois. He still needs to wear.
And when he says avnate, he's referring to shatnez.
Yes. He still needs to wear a belt. I'm trying to tie it. These are the unique things. These are the two unique features. Okay, and the ois, and then the ois dialed on the side of the Gemara. There's different gears ois here. Uboy mitznefes v'avnules al pi perish yoshun b'marsho
v'chum v'chis v'yad.
I have over here. Okay? This is what my suggestion to you. Why don't you run that by the Gadol Hador Rabbi Shuli and see what he says. See what he says about this. Send it an audio tape. Shlomi, you like what I said? I can't hear you. Microphone, please.
So let's go back to...
What do you think what I said?
Sounds good.
What does the Holy Rabbi Yisrael Liman say?
So let's go back now.
Back to the Gemara. It's not like it. The Gemara wants to make this suggestion. What? Now let's. This is the machlokes. The Gemara says avodi, the Gemara says lavodi. Loi. The Gemara says loi. Because I think in the footnote over here, Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking this question. He blibes Tzorich Ian Gadol. This whole shach, what's going on over here? He seems to say over here, I'm not sure if that's what he means over here. He quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, this whole Rashi over here, Tzorich Ian Gadol, what's going on in this Rashi? Something we're missing. Try to touch this. Fight. So my, Loi. The Gemara says, Loi mitten Aleph. Now this week's parsha, there's a loy mitten aleph, but you read it with the vav. You know the chilek, how you do that? Lo, Asher lo, there's a pasuk in this week's parasha. You do the Yomav Sedra yet? There's a loy that's spelled in the Torah with an aleph, but you read it as if there's a vav. You know the chilik? The chilik, how you pronounce it? You're about Kriya, what?
We have one this week's parasha.
Yes, I just said that. I said that. I said it in this parasha. In parasha's Bahar somewhere. It says loy. There's a loy mit an aleph.
Bachoyma.
Asher loy chama. Very good. He see, he's a genius. He knows chalot harikul.
No, because I just
Asher loy chama. It's spelled with an aleph, but you read with a vav.
That's towards the end of Bahar, I think.
So what's pshat?
What's the lemus? What's the lemus from that?
The Gemara makes a drasha asher loy, even though it didn't have it now, even though it didn't have it or something like that, even though it doesn't have it now, but it once had. Well, the other way around, I think Rashi says there what he means. I forgot. I don't know. I don't know even Chumash Rashi. How can you learn a daf Gemara if you don't know Chumash Rashi? It's a bush of chlima. It's a bizoyan.
So he says everybody says it's an avoid.
Loy. The Kuli Alma Avoidi. V'hach Bagam 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 Bagam. No, everyone says no. Look, everyone agrees it's an avoid. It is an avoid. V'hach Bagam 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 Bagam. Everyone agrees that everyone agrees it's an avoid. The only child over here is, do you need a pasuk? Is it a svara? That even without a pasuk, it's an avoida. Because Trumas Hadeshen, you have to understand, it's different. That's the whole last Tudah. It's different. It's a whole different nature to the tradition. Do you need a pasuk to upgrade it to becoming an avoida, or it's by default, it's called an avoida? Okay, what does Rashi say on this? Mar Savar Tzucha Lebuye, the Loite Mahani Dafka, Ulmemra, the Lava Avoida. Fine, whatever. He's just come back to the Pesukim. Weiter in the Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Yovan. Rabbi Yovan, the following dilemma. Truma's addition, the Gemara blind becomes the Maskana. What happened to Shlomo Rabinowitz? He disappeared. He mamish disappeared. He's not here physically, and he's not even here virtually.
What? So we came to the conclusion. Truma says it's not Avoida, but the Kohen Gadol.
We spent a half an hour. We try to suggest some Achlekes Tanoim. We have a dilemma. Is Truma's
in regards to the Kohen Gadol
for everyone? Everyone, the way we're learning Shah and the Gemara is for everyone, Gansan, for everyone. Is Trumas Hadeshan Navoido? Is Trumas Hadeshan Navoido? The Gemara says, Machloikis Amaroyim, Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish.
And now the Gemara is coming
to the previous staff. Previous staff. And then so the Gemara wanted to suggest the Machloikis Amaroyim parallels Machloikis Tanoyim. Who are the Tanoyim? Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Doisa. The Gemara says, no, you have no Raya. You have no raya. The etzem we can say that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Doisa, they both hold it's machloike. They hold. They be, if you want to, they be etzem said that it is an avoida. It is an avoida. Don't bring a raya. Do not try to be toile the machloikes amaroyim. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish and the parallel machloikes tanaim. Period. Next piece of Gemara. Anaya Gemara. As I'm Shol Liman toward me. Anaya unfan. Did you hear that expression before?
Yeah.
Is that an expression?
Boy Rabbavim.
Favuja Allah mentioned. Boy Rabbavim. Tumas Adesh and Bekama. What's the Shi'ur? Is it a Kazayas? Is it a Revias? Is it Kachasera Sagasa? How much Deshen do you take off the Mizbeach? Yeah, Shlomo Binowitz, he disappeared. He disappeared. The virtual world.
You learn that from Tumas Maisa.
Trumas Adesh and here he has returned. Trumas Adesh and Bekama. What's the Shi'ur? Do we say Trumas Maaser? If we learn from Trumas Maaser, what's Trumas Maaser? 10%. 10%. All the ash on the Mizbeach. You make a calculation how much ash there is on the Mizbeach. Every morning you bring an expert. You have to bring a professional. Look at that. Where was Shol Liman? He's in two places at the same time.
And you take.
Are you talking such a thing?
And you take 10.
It's a blessing.
Do we say you take a 10?
I wish we could clone him. We could make 1,000 of him.
What's this one?
We could put one in every shul in the world. What?
Oi,
Mitrumas, Midyan, Yalfina. Midyan. There it was 1 in 100. 1 in 100. Is it one in 10?
Yeah.
No, we make a calculation. We look at the Mizbeach. We look at the Mizbeach and we calculate how much ash is there on the Mizbeach. Can you imagine everything?
So 100 is much less.
Of course.
One punk from Midian.
Because it says that the word Truma. It says the word Truma. Like Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava Truma Truma. Yalfinula. Toshma. Tadam. Bechirin Ruizas. Nemakan. It says the Heidim. You shall uplift. Vinem Allah Halon. The Heidim. By Meiser. Malahala, no. Malahala bekumsai. I'm sorry. By mincha, Nishla knows none of the above. None of the above. Where's this pasuk of Hayden in Malahala bekumsai? Oh, you pasuk Gimel on the side of the Gemara. Pasuk Gimel says. A fistful.
Yeah.
In other words, none of the above. It's not 1 in 100, it's not going to be 1 in 10, it's going to be a fistful.
A fist. Amarav,
Arba Avodah Zor Chayvalim Nai Gemara, Nai Unfans. Amarav, Arba Avodah Zor Chayvalim Misa. For avoidus, if a czar has the audacity to do the avoidus, chayv misa bidei shemayim.
Zrika,
v'yaktara, v'nisuch hamayim, and v'nisuch hayayin. V'lev yomar af tumas adeshem.
When he says czar,
it's not a coin.
It's not a coin.
And v'yelev af tumas adeshem. V'chein toni lev masnisa af tumas adeshem. My time with the Rav, what's the reason of the Rav? Why do Rav say that for the Rav? What's the Makar? This is in the pasuk, V'yata yu uvonecho iticha, tishmu, you shall guard, eskunaskim, l'chol devar, here are the key words now. It's a beautiful drasha. L'chol devar ha-mizbeach, ul-mibes la-paroiches. Matters of the mizbeach, and what takes place inside the paroiches. V'avaditem, you shall serve, avoidas matana, a service of a gift. Etain eskunaschem, you will give. I will give her your kuhuna. Period. The hazor hakarev, you must. Now the Gemara is going to repeat the pasuk and break it down into its parts and tell us what each part of the pasuk is teaching us. Avoidas matana. Hashem says to the kohanim, I'm giving you a gift of avoida, an avoida of a matana, of a giving. What does that mean? V'loy avoidas siluk. Beautiful drasha. There are certain avoidas that you give and you take. Chumas Hadeshen, are you giving or taking? Siluk means to take, to remove. When you do Chumas Hadeshen, what are you doing? You're taking away from the Mizbeach. When you do Zurika, when you do Haktara, when you do Zurika Haktara, what are you doing? You're giving. You're giving. You're putting blood on the Mizbeach. You're giving. You're doing Madin Domin, Mayim, Yayin, Haktara. You're giving.
So what's the drasha? Avoid is matana.
What does matana mean?
You give.
To give. So only time we apply the pasuk Yazor Hakorev Yumas.
It's only by matana.
Matana. It's a murder Gemara. This Gemara is mamish, a golden piece of Gemara. To give. An avoider is giving, not taking. Don't be a selfish person.
Let's see.
To be memaye to mesadeshen vavadetem. Then it says you shall do an avoider. Another word in the pasuk. Avadetem means avoider tama. The word of avadetem is a composite of two words. Avad and tam. Avoider tama and avoider that is a gemar. Finishing avoida, which means shchita, kabbalah. What about if a zar does shchita? Shchita kesheira bizar. What happens? Not everyone knows this. If a zar does kabbalah,
it's amazing because that's the most important part of the whole avoida. Technically,
that shchita
is nothing.
Ein achnami. But it's really a prerequisite. The ikar is the mizbeach. The Mizbeach is the Ikar. Chanukah.
Zois
Chanukas HaMizbeach. Ozeg Mor B'Shir Mizmah Chanukas HaMizbeach. The Kabbalah is the Shchit, the Kabbalah is Adam. And the Chilocha, you've not yet made contact with the Mizbeach. The Ikar is to put the blood on the Mizbeach. Everything is a prerequisite. So there's a Gemara. Avoidus Tama. Tam means the Gemara, the end. Tama. Nan Avoidus Sheyesh Achareho Avoidus. So Mamela Shchita, anyway, Shchita is Ksher Bazaar anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Kabbalah? Is a Zohar allowed in Kabbalah?
No.
Osir. However, in the event.
But he doesn't enumerate, he doesn't listen to the
No, and in Chnami, he's not allowed to Ferish Apostle, the Hikriv B'nei Aharon.
Okay.
Stayed in the Torah B'nei Aharon. Yeah. So let's say a Zohar has the Chutzpah to do the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
He has done an Aveira. Is he Chayev Misa V'le Shemayim?
No,
why not? Because when it says in the pasuk here, "V'hazor hakarev yumos," which is misa b'dei shemayim, that's only when it's avadetem, avad tamah, in avoided, that's the end.
And what's the end?
You finished. There's nothing more to do. When you do Kabbalah,
there's nothing afterwards.
Kabbalah, like, I'm not done yet. I have to do the Halacha. Halacha, I'm not done yet.
Is the last thing.
Gemar. Gemarnu. Chasal the Sidur Pesach. Right. So therefore, there's a Gemara. Therefore, that's why Lamaskana, when you make an analysis of the entire Rambam, you go through the Yad. You hear Shlomo, you go to the Yad, you go through all the different avoiders that can pass on the Beis Hamikdash. The Maskana is going to Rav. Okay. There are only four possible avoiders. Not true Mesadeshim. The Levi, Rabbi Rachmon, L'chol Dvar Mizbeach. Ribui. L'chol Dvar Mizbeachim.
What was the fifth thing
that Levi asked? True Mesadeshim.
How does he...
Extra words in the Pasuk. L'chol Dvar Mizbeach.
Okay, Shkot. And apparently the mandama.
The Rav, who was suya sheva hazoish with nim the Vishamitsaira, other another drasha. The Levi Nafkley Midavar of a Choldover, because it does have a Choldover. The Rav does have a Choldover, the Darish lay. I'm going to go to the hospital.